Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Men's Truth. This one is going to be a special one, but it's also going to be a very emotional one for all of us because we've come to the end of the road. What started as an experiment has become very much part of all our lives, our daily routines. And I'm sure it has become, it's that way for you as well. So we really just want to thank everyone who was on this part with us, you know, everybody who texted, who commented, who, you know, who listened, who shared it. We're very, very, very grateful. So today we really just want to do a recap, you know, look at the highlights. Look at the things that stood out to us, some of the things that we thought could have been better, you know, and how we have grown along this road. So before we get into it, I need to introduce my colleagues, my brethren, Mr. Michael Natu, the journalist and the poet extraordinaire. How you doing, bro?
I'm feeling, you know, very, I'm in a very reflective mood. This will definitely be one of those episodes.
Yeah. And Mr. Karim Ellis, financial and sales coach, entrepreneur. How you doing, bro?
Feeling good as usual.
So, gentlemen, we started with the Microwave Man episode. I don't know if you all remember that episode. Do you all remember that episode?
a very controversial episode.
Very. But Steph, even before we get into that episode, I think a lot of people, you know, have a lot of people over the course of the series, you know, came and asked, you know, how did it start?
Mm-hmm.
How did we come up with the idea, and how did we get this to become such a well-oiled machine, if I may say so humbly? Would you like to just give them a little background? Just give them some behind the scenes, how everything started, and how we got to this.
Well, I was coming from a place where, from the research I was doing, I realized that there was a need to talk about certain things. Rimzy was overflowing with ideas and always something that he wanted to talk about to a wider audience, but just didn't know how. And you, Natu, I think your level of analysis of everyday things plus your ability to express, I think we all were looking for some way to do it. And it just took us simple conversations. And the other interesting thing is that we all come from different backgrounds. Before this, you, Natu, and Rimzy never even knew each other. And you understand me. And I think that's when we talk about spaces like the barbershop or the football field or the bar, that's the very same thing. Like, you become friends and brethren with people that... Mm-hmm. were complete strangers, you know? And sometimes you don't even know somebody's name, but every time you see them in the barbershop or the bar, you and them will reason from now till like kingdom come, you know? And and so that very first episode, Microwave Man, was us just sitting in the office one day and we just put the mic on and we started to record. We were literally just having a conversation about some of the pressures, you know, and some of the expectations. And that was that, you know. And I think regardless of like the numbers, I think that episode would be one of the most special episodes to me.
Yeah, definitely, you know? Definitely. I think that episode signaled the birth of who we would all come to know and love as Baby Future. I think the interesting thing was we weren't trying to be anything that we really weren't. people ask me, is you know, do you guys decide who's going to be this for this episode? And there's absolutely no discussion. We really are who we are in this thing.
On and off the mic. On and off the mic. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cliche, what you see is where you get Rimsy. What was your whole perception of the whole thing? How do you feel about everything?
You know, it's as Steph said, you know, we in the gym we used to always talk, and we used to have some deep conversation, and we're like, yo, there's stuff that we are going through that is not unique to us alone. You understand? There are a lot of men out there struggling with the same issues that we are struggling with. And sometimes they just need to be heard, or they just need to be relatable. So that's where it really came from. And we wanted something that wasn't buttered up. It wasn't choreographed. Mm-hmm. It was just raw and
real.
Unfiltered and real. A lot of time we get a lot of bullshit in everything else, and it is watered down, and people try to be
political.
What's the proper word? Politically correct. You understand? When we don't live in a world that shit is politically correct. You understand? Yeah. Things how we feel as a person goes against a lot of the way we've been socialized. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, this was just a platform for us to just let it out. And I'm really happy of what it has grown into and what it will continue to grow into. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, as Natu said, what you see is what you get. You know, there's no faking nothing here. We real guys with real life experience, and we're sharing it with you guys. We actually feel like family.
Yeah.
That's really what it became. But I'd like to test on, you know, we gentlemen, we are now at 24 episodes, and it's interesting to just have this look back. But I want to know, what do you guys remember from very first episode, Microwave Man? What stood out to you from that episode in terms of what we talked about?
How do I say it? It was the most refreshing thing to just be able to speak without having to qualify what we said, you know, because usually as men, we have to tiptoe around how we feel and what we say. Like, yes, I feel a way, regardless of how much money or how successful I am. I feel a way when a woman feel like I must have it all together in order for her to be in a relationship with me, without having to qualify and all of these things. If we're talking about how we feel, and I think that was the most refreshing thing, because outside of that, in every other space, which is why we call it men's truth, because there is the truth. Meaning, what women want to hear, right, in order to appease them or to soothe them. And there is men's truth, what we actually feel and
I want to say
to you, you know? So that, I think that's what stood out to me the most.
I remember the feeling I got in that episode, because I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. When we were talking and you were recording, like when we hear Rimsy says all stuff, like, me have a father,
I don't know, man, at the one and only episode.
Because Rimsy, like, Rimsy came out gun blazing in that episode, you know, like, Rimsy was holding nothing back.
I think I got a lot of a fire. I mean, the ladies came out also blazing. They're like, yeah, you can't be saying that. You can't be saying that. But, you know, we're talking facts at the end of the day. We're talking how we view things. You understand? And we're talking based off our experience. And as I like to tell people, you are only able to speak from the level that you are at. And I've been privileged enough to be on many different levels to experience many different type of women and how they think. So
yeah, you know, and as Natu say, you know, like the roles, each of our roles came out, because there's one thing, being ourselves is one thing, but being a unit is something else. And there was no specified role, like Rimzy, you are gonna be the bad guy. And Natu, you are gonna be the good guy, and Steph, you are gonna be the mediator. None of those things were planned, right? None of those things were planned, right? And I think we all had to understand where each other was coming from. And I think that is the most fascinating thing for me, because at no point in time, on air or off air, whether we disagreed or not, there was no bad vibes. And I think like that, there are very few spaces, even in the workplace, where you have to, pre-out the head back. Like you always have to wonder what this person think, or there's always this air of hypocrisy that you have to be living through all the time. So that was something I was grateful for as well.
But I want to know, before we move on to the next episode, really quick, how do you think each of you have grown from that very first discussion, compared to where you are now? Have your perspective changed any at all?
My perspective has changed on how receptive women are to our truth. Because when I started this, I was expecting a lot more resistance, to be honest, in some of the things that we said. But like seeing how many women like agreed and said, you know, this is actually, like, me can't understand this. And not just the women, even men, like the voice notes that we used to get where a man say, yo, you never know, say, a next man prayed out. Me think of me alone prayed out the way that, you know? So that's how it has grown. I don't know. So that's how my perspective has grown over. What about you?
I think in that way too, because the responses we got were pretty eye-opening, and they were exciting as well, because, you know, I feel like when the responses flooded in, though none of us said it, it was kind of like a moment of validation where it was like, yo, like we weren't doing it for this, but it's good to see that this was a side effect of owning our truth and just being open about So that was it. I don't remember the second episode. So Steph, what did we do? Where did we go from talking?
The second episode, episode was about not being ready for marriage.
Jesus.
And I remember that one again, you know, because coming from each of our perspectives, and a man usually, when a man says he's not ready, you know, society makes it seem like he's immature, he's this and that. And I think we added a lot more nuances. It's not black and white. The decisions or the actions of a man are not black and white, and it's not wholesale. Every man is different. So to put every man in one box and say, all right, if he's not ready to marry, there's probably something wrong with him. He's an F boy. Or he's immature, or he doesn't see my worth as a woman.
And for our uncultured listeners,
we don't have any of those.
By F boy, Steph means fuck. So adding up with that.
We don't have any of those.
quite indie.
But I, what surprised me though is like our top five episodes. I don't know if it's surprised in a good way or a bad way. Like our top five episodes are about sex in terms of listeners. You know, and to be honest, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I know it's something that is of interest to a lot of people, like the fact that we fake orgasms, or why do men cheat, or what every man should know about sex. You know, which is like the second highest episode that we have, although it's one of the most recent ones we did. It surpassed all of those. I'm a bit surprised, because I think a lot of the episodes, even like the one on mentorship, like I think that sort of flew under the radar, but to me it's one of the most important ones that we did, you know?
Absolutely. What do you think, Grimsy?
I agree with you. I agree with Steph a lot. The mentorship episode, the purpose episode, those are real deep, insightful episode that, you know, it really showed different dynamics of us. You know, we're not just three egotistical men talking shit or anything about that. But we actually can relate to a lot of issues, and we've all had our different struggles. Even the episode about depression, I mean, we opened up a bit.
That one was a heavy one.
That was an episode that I normally don't talk to people, period. If anybody knows me, like, I cut off. So for even me to say the things I said on that podcast was different for me. You understand?
Yeah.
I mean, so.
So you know what was amazing about that episode as well, you know, that Rimsy touched on it, the depression episode. Yo, do you remember how much feedback we got from men who messaged us anonymously? Some men who send us messages on Instagram, some men who send us voice notes. We got a lot of messages from men saying, you know, like, you know, they you know, what they were feeling was validated.
Yeah.
Because they kept these things to themselves. And even women reached out to us and were saying that, you know, they thought their men behaving a certain way and he wouldn't talk to them. And I know they're having some insight into what's up, into what goes on inside.
What's not cutting you, but I remember a couple of feedback I received was that, you know, they think that this is a podcast or this is a series that all women should listen to, just to even get an insight to fully understand, if not fully, but to at least relate to the men in their lives a little bit more.
Yep.
You understand? And I mean, at the time we didn't know what we were really doing and the impact we would have.
Listen, so, when I found out that, like, for some women this is the closest they are going to get to hearing their man speak, because it's like we are speaking for those for those men, right? But I think that's the next thing. We never claimed to be the representatives of all men everywhere. The only thing we said was that we are men, we have a voice, right? If some people agree and some people can relate, that's a plus, right? But you still need to do the work. You still need to listen this with your partner and say, is this true? Do you feel that way? What do you actually feel? And that's what some people actually did. Like, some people sat and listened it in their relationships. I think we all underestimated how much value this thing would have had in people's lives.
Yeah, and I think like I've gotten questions about, you know, how we go about choosing, you know, what to talk about, what the episode should be about, and people don't believe me when I say it's the most organic thing ever, and sometimes when we have never had a crush about what an episode should
not
be
one
about. Not once we've gone 24 episodes. You know, and not once did was there an idea, and somebody said, "Oh yeah, that's a foolish." Let's do this instead. We've never had that. It's been a pretty organic process, but you know, interestingly though, what have you guys found to be like the most, for you personally, the most fun episode? And I think this might be a unanimous answer.
You go first. But you go first. I yours first.
Yo, it has to be We Fake Orgasms too. Like I'd be surprised if there was another episode that you guys
found. That was the episode I enjoyed the most. I won't lie to you, man. Listen, yeah. I cried, bro. That is especially Rimzy and him goat sound, like the goat.
Hey, the goat sound. And the feet.
My god, yeah. Man, that goat sound.
Oh, that was the episode the feet came out.
And the candle and the candle wax came out.
The candle wax.
Candle god, not too. You see, that's an episode we never even get for doing our fetishes, you know. But no worries. You know, even the things like the episode on fatherhood, grief,
wow.
Like, yeah, those things, like just listening to men describe what fatherhood meant to them is not something you often hear. Oftentimes, fathers accept that their role is to provide and nothing else, you know, no gifts. They don't get gifts. They don't talk about it. They just exist. They just be a father. And there's always this constant need to qualify good father or real father and all of those things.
Yeah, it really, that episode in particular really hit something for me, you know, because you guys know my situation, you know, with the whole father thing and my father being killed and all of that. So it was emotional and it was refreshing to hear men be so open about, you know, fatherhood and what it means to them. Wasn't this the episode we got an emotional Rimzy? Was an anomaly, you know.
What Rimzy said. We had several episodes of Rimzy get emotional, yeah? Several. Several episodes and get emotional, yeah? No, making go on like people. You can listen for yourselves.
Exactly. Yo, but you know what I'm thinking of? What just crossed my mind on the fiction? I feel like to this day, the episode that has for me that resulted in the most radical shift in opinion between all three of us was that episode about, you remember when we were talking about, you know, so you remember when we were talking about if somebody has a particular body code. By the end of that episode,
you know, that was the thought process. Yeah. Because when we started that, and I think that was another one where like shit unfolded right before our eyes. Because, you know, initially I say, yeah, man, you have a number. And then when they get to the end, you're like, no, actually.
No, you don't. Right. Yep. Yo, and even more shocking than that was hearing Rimzy. So, yo, like, remember, you know, Rimzy was the one who was champion in that, and at the end of the episode, like, when I heard Rimzy say, yo, it wouldn't matter. Like, I was shocked, but we all had that
thing. The global thought union everywhere celebrated, man. They say, finally. We have Rimzy, man. Finally, we have Rimzy.
Man.
I mean, even the episode, Let's Split the Bill, I still listen to that episode. Like for me, personally, I am still going back and trying to figure out. I don't know if it happened to y'all, but, like, you sit and you listen to the episode and say, like, where what was I thinking at the time? Because it's some profound shit sometimes. Yo, gentlemen, we have all said some, even, like, the quotes. Like, when you read back the quotes, I'm like, yo, just a man, some quote.
Yeah, that's better. True. I think the episode I go back to frequently would be the thought process. and the episode about marriage, because I think we said some really, if I may be so bold, some really profound things in those episodes that really kind of just highlighted how men thought about those things.
I think, to be honest with you, I'm listening to you guys talking and I'm like, it's funny how the power of association works, because I'm listening and I'm like, all of the things that you're bringing up are pretty much the same episodes that I really go back to. Even that Split the Bill episode, the thought process, all of them. So I think we're pretty much on the same wavelength where that is concerned. Like, we shared our experiences, and it's funny, as I said before, that it's funny how different men from different backgrounds have the same experiences with different women from different backgrounds.
Right.
You understand? Yeah. So, it is something else.
For you guys, in terms of, what were some of the more shocking responses you got across any episode, if you can remember something that because listen, I've gotten some messages, you know, from people like responding to, but even the most, even one of our most recent episodes, or episodes about somebody that is say, oh, we are endorsing pornography and have you guys gotten any other responses?
Well, no, I haven't gotten any, but I remember seeing that.
No. There's always that one person.
And
has
you know,
to
we are open
guy.
To we're open to all responses. You know, it's we never started this thing saying that we want everybody to agree. Matter of fact, we never even started saying we should agree.
But that's the thing. I've disagreed with Natu.
Yeah.
You know,
always a ketchup. Always a ketchup. But that's you know, and I think that I think we are talking about the not ready to be a father episode. And we were talking about the fact that some women can use the baby as a weapon against the man who is not ready. And Rims is saying, look here, like once a woman have the pitney, then he might go mine it.
But
the child, I know the problem, and I'll go back to that. I'll even go back to that episode. The woman.
But even that turned out to be an episode filled with a lot of gender, because I remember, I had a particular position. I think that episode I became and then became. Wasn't that the episode we were in the Twilight Zone a bit? Because Rimsy was saying.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Rimsy gets soft.
Rimsy was the one saying. Because Rimsy was saying that, yo, listen, like, it doesn't matter what your idea is. The child is here. You know, the child is just here. And I was saying, but yo, like, what about having, like, honest and open discussion. Like, why have discussions about it with the man? If you know what
the man turned Drake. The man turned Drake real quick. Went to him Drake back real quick. We're looking at responses. The most shocking responses to me, for me actually, was the one on sexual assault. I had more than a few responses with men saying I was sexually assaulted. Not in the very blanket way. I'm talking traumatizing sexual assault in their youth, right? That shook me, because these are the invisible people that we never ever highlight. And I think that episode elicited the strongest responses for me.
Sometimes people listen and think that, oh, you know, for example, like if we don't agree about much in quite a few things. A few things, and I say, oh, you know, Rimdi always a troublemaker, Michael always a troublemaker, but it's really just like we are comfortable in our space, that like, we are comfortable with who we are. Like, no man never. Like here we go, and like no man never left a space feeling like, oh yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
No, never.
But do you? Like, I think we have attained a certain level of maturity and openness even before this. So we just package it and put it out. But we have grown over these 24 episodes, and we're still growing on and off, on in and out of the studio. Gentlemen, I just want to tell them, I say, me appreciate, you know, like, for in the realest way, right? Because yeah, it's not every day you get to meet and work with some people that you connect with and on the same page for something as great as this, you know.
It's not even work.
No,
it's not even work. Like we literally, we're just some bridging. I'll chat for the weekends, and we give you guys you guys know. I think
Stop it.
I'm not going to say anything, but you and Rimzy probably have an
idea. Yes, not probably, we do.
You guys. So, the big moment. How have you grown from us being a part of this new life?
I have become far more, teaching is my profession, but I have become far more aware of the impact of our voices. And so now I'm even more intentional with the things I say, on and off the mic. So that's how I've grown. There was a time when I also felt like there wasn't much I could learn from people. And this thing has taught me how to really listen to people as well, because getting your voice out is one thing. And yes, there were some points in time where I felt stifled in my life that I couldn't say certain things. But I think it led me to a point where I also didn't want to listen to certain things. And so I've become far more intentional in the things I say, but I've also become far more intentional in listening to people. And where they're coming from, you know?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm going to go with Steph as well. I'm going to ditto Steph, you know, not all of that, but it's funny because, you know, just this whole journey has really humbled me based on some of the feedback I've received from persons who I least expected to hear from. When, I mean, somebody gonna look at me and say, "Oh, they look up to me as a mentor of theirs," and I'm like, "Wow!" And I mean, these are persons that are far older than me in age. You understand? And I mean, sometimes you don't realize the impact that you have on people's life and the things that you do and how it really influences them. So I think going through this series, it really brought me back into some introspection where, as Steph said, you know, you really have to just take a minute and just listen. Just listen and really see where people are at and see how you can add value. All of you knows that there are three words that I live by. give value, add value, and just do value.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm always one. And, you know, Steph also said it. I believe that every day I go out there, I learn from. There's always something to learn from everybody you have an interaction with. No matter how, where you think their educational level or their mindset is, you can always learn something from them. And even just the comments, even the feedback. You know, even from listening to you guys, hearing different perspectives just from even how you guys look at certain situations, and I'm like, wow, you know, some never did look at it from that angle. Them actually have a point, you know. So, all in all, it's been growth. It's been growth, and it's been a humbling experience, yeah. Humbling journey, you know.
And yeah, I mean, for me, the reasons are numerous. I don't want to get into any bit of cliche right now, but this has been a great piece of evidence to the argument that when you really are just honest with yourself, and are open, like there, you'll find your space. Because we didn't set out, you know, in February to be where we are right now. At the point of this listing of up to 5,000 listeners and you know, over 600 followers on Instagram, and a couple hundred more over on Twitter. We just wanted to add our voice, and we just wanted to add value. And this has just been a great testament to the consistency, because I remember even before we launched, I remember I was having, you know, a conversation with Steph. And I don't know if you remember, Steph, when we were talking about, you know, that this world doesn't necessarily reward you for being great. You know, reward you for being consistent, even if mediocre. You are consistent at being mediocre.
Yeah, consistent.
You get rewarded for it. And so, like, yeah. So we feel validated in what we're doing, because we know this decision, we don't take this lightly, and to see how much it has grown and what it has become. That's truly humbling. And I know we joke around a lot, but, you know, like Rimzy, you know, listening to Rimzy talk, like I've learned a lot from Rimzy since we started this, and not just in terms of, you know, the exchange of knowledge, but to see how Rimzy go about and do what he does, and obviously from Eustace, you know. This is coming all the way back from UDs up to now. There have just always been rich conversations, and I feel like I've expanded in terms of how I analyze things now, and it might be a bit more painful for people around me, because I usually am a lengthy analyzer. Now, having an expansive reasoning, now everybody is going to be even longer, but, you know, I made no apologies about it. So I've certainly grown, and even up to recently, I've been in situations where I think about how I was going to act, and then we did an episode. And this was the conclusion we came to. So I have to really take lessons, and I did. And so it's really been.
There's one thing I forgot to mention. Before this, you know, we are all successful in our own right, right? We've all achieved a lot, but before this, a lot of people don't know, a major thing that I could not deal with was compliments or congratulations. I have never stopped to, you know, appreciate the things I've achieved. And when people congratulated me on things, I used to feel weird. Like, because growing up, I was not used to getting those, you know, as a young boy, as a man, it's just go. So for somebody to say, listen, I appreciate, and this podcast, after it is as a conversation, as a sidebar conversation I was having with somebody, a past student actually, and they were saying, listen, you need, like, when someone says they appreciate what you do, you dismissing it also makes the person feel undervalued. Like, for someone to say they appreciate what you do, you need to show that you appreciate it as much as they do, right? And don't dismiss it or don't try to undervalue it or change the subject. And that's something I used to do a lot. And so I say that to say, like, for everybody who, you know, who sent a message, who commented and told us, keep up the good work, that they appreciate it, that they listen it all the time, that they share it all the time, I speak on behalf of all of us to say that we really appreciate it, not in a stuck-up way, right, but in a humbling, intentional way, that we really appreciate every single play, you know, every single supporter, all over the world, you know, all over the world. We have listeners all over the world, and we appreciate it all. We didn't set out to do this thing for money, nor fame, nor any of those things, right? And it has exceeded our expectations, and I hope it has exceeded your expectations as well. And so we have come to the end of this season, because we're coming back for season two. We're coming back for season two, and y'all can look out for even bigger and better things for season two. But we just wanted to wrap up this season with a reflective finale. You're not going to hear from us for a little while, not too long, a little bit, as we do some more private reflection and some planning, strategic planning, and all of those things, you know, goals and all of those things moving forward. And I think that's an episode that we need to cover, especially Rimzy. I think we need to help people set goals and stick to goals, especially men. I think that's definitely something that we need to earmark. But all that and more. So just tune in to the next episode of the new and improved Men's Truth Season 2, right? Where you get not just the truth, but men's truth. So, gentlemen, it's been a good run.
Right.
We're just going to stop for some water, and then we're going to keep running again for the next season. So, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Not sure, people, enough people like Kosanzo.
You had me worried.